This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Trump was elected, they understood that he wants to bring the hostages back home.
I think so. Because they anticipated that a deal would come soon.
Yeah.
And that's when they started giving you more food.
Exactly. More food, treated me better, you know, stopped cursing me, stopped spitting on me.
That was one of the former hostages yesterday reporting on the fact that his treatment changed after Donald Trump was elected president. He's saying that Hamas was more worried about Trump being president and they had supported Kamala Harris. It was an interesting interview, but there's still a lot going on to bring this thing to completion. And we've got Jonathan Savage reporting for Fox News Radio this morning to give us the latest on this. I know that one of the headlines, Jonathan, that I read this morning in the Washington Post was that Trump's hailing a new Middle East, but that avoids some of the hard questions ahead.
I mean, I think, yes, there are many hard questions ahead. Yesterday, he was there to take in the adulation of the Israeli political establishment with a speech to the Israeli parliament where, you know, he made these grand statements that is his the way he's talking, is hyperbole, talking about a historic dawn of a new Middle East. The Holy Land is at peace, he said. But of course, we've only seen put into action a few points of his 20-point peace plan. There are many sticking points coming up. Because later in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, he joined a summit of more than 20 world leaders that had a lot of symbolism to it, a big banner saying peace in the Middle East. But we don't have the substance yet because we don't have Hamas agreeing to put down their arms or agreeing not to play any role in the future of Gaza. We don't have a committee set up or a board of peace set up to oversee the short-term governance of Gaza. We don't have a full plan for Israeli troop withdrawal either. So it's likely that there'll be some long and difficult talks ahead.
Jonathan, how critical will it be to get the Abraham Accords expanded, getting Saudi in, getting other nations into that accord as part of this peace in the Middle East?
This is part of the long-term strategy, and it has been since President Trump's first term. In his view, getting nations around the Middle East to normalize relations with Israel is a way of guaranteeing that they will be at peace and they will not offer support to any of Israel's adversaries. The grand prize here probably is Saudi Arabia. If they were to normalize relations with Israel, one of the wealthiest countries, that could make a very big difference. Saudi Arabia always said they wouldn't do this while the war in Gaza was going on. It would be impossible for them politically to do so. So yes, there's now a likelihood, I think, we're going to see a renewed push to expand the Abraham Accords as part of this idea of creating a more peaceful Middle East.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when we talked the other day, Jonathan, the morning that this was announced, you and I discussed the long line of people that could be seen flooding back into Gaza. In the background, you could see some of the rubble from some of the buildings. Where did they all go? What's going on in Gaza right now?
Yeah, so you talk about the rubble. Some 80% of buildings in Gaza have been destroyed or damaged in the northern part of Gaza City. That's at 92%. People were flooding north from the south of Gaza to the north, wanting to establish what was left of their homes and to figure out what they could possibly salvage from there. If you look at images of Gaza, you see people with stalls set up, trying to sort of do rudimentary marketplaces and things like that. But also a lot of people are still living in tents. They're fed up of living in tents, and it's going to take an awful lot to change that. We're hearing today from the UN it's going to take $70 billion to rebuild Gaza. $20 billion will be required in the first 3 years. Gaza has a long, long way to go before it becomes a functional location.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know, how is the response globally when we see world leaders, we see former presidents, we see, political adversaries, even the news networks that normally have nothing good to say about Trump, giving him some accolades? Does the world take notice when they see the left side of the aisle and lawmakers, including the squad, being deafeningly silent right now and not even mentioning the peace that has been cut, the ceasefire that's underway?
Well, I think the world sees this as the best opportunity so far, but of course it's hard to overlook political divisions. I mean, I did notice Antony Blinken, the former Biden Secretary of State, on X, saying President Trump and his envoys deserve our collective thanks for producing the ceasefire, but then going on to talk about how it was built and what was done under the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got British Prime Minister Keir Starmer here, who's a Labour Party. He's a left-of-centre politician today, speaking that the UK has offered its full support for President Trump's plan. It wouldn't have been possible without President Trump, along with the leaders of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey. So I think there is some coming together from various sides of the political spectrum at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Except here.
Yeah.
Except here in
the
US.
America.
Yeah.
Jonathan Savage, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Here's to your point, Dan. I picked up this bite this morning and hadn't had a chance to play it yet. This is Marco Rubio talking about the fact that these talks were going on in the background. Steve Witkoff and everybody involved in this, Jared Kushner, they're down there trying to get this thing worked out. And when I was on vacation, I remember reading the headline that France and maybe Spain and another country had decided to recognize a Palestinian state right in the middle of all this. And Rubio discussed yesterday how that really threw a wrench in things, and they might have gotten this done sooner. Listen. Whoops. It would be easier to listen if Mark hadn't turned the sound off on his computer. Listen to the Secretary of State here.
Have you noticed that the talks with Hamas fell apart on the day Macron made the unilateral decision that he's going to recognize a Palestinian state? And then you have other people come forward, other countries say, well, if there's not a ceasefire by September, we're going to recognize a Palestinian state. Well, if I'm Hamas, I basically conclude, let's not do a ceasefire,
right?
Because we can be rewarded and we can claim it as a victory. So those messages, while largely symbolic in their minds, actually have made it harder to get peace and harder to achieve a deal with Hamas. They feel emboldened. Have you noticed the talks with Hamas?
I mean, that made the whole thing that much harder, and I'm glad that Rubio pointed that out for sure. All right, so what have we not been talking about? Well, how about day 14 of the government shutdown?
Oh,
did you remember that?
Yeah,
lights.
And my prediction of 17 is now starting to not look good.
Well, I think they're going to wait till after the 18th, which is when the No Kings idiots are going to all gather out on the street corners and scream about, authoritarianism. I don't know. They're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that advances their role. They're not going to get what they're asking for. And when are they going to realize it?
I'd like to think you're right, Dan. I don't have enough faith.
Don't say we're going to give. Do
I
not.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a $1.5 trillion, not a B, trillion dollars.
I don't think Johnson will give in, but Thune, I just don't know. I hope not. But anyway, we're going to get an update on what's going on with it from Ryan Schmelz, who's in D.C., when we come back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Quote, there's only one way out of this reckless and damaging shutdown. Pass a budget that funds our government with no partisan strings attached. The American people don't get to demand ransom in exchange for doing their job. Neither does Congress. They don't get to hold our democracy or our economy hostage over a settled law. That's not how our democracy is supposed to work. That's why I won't pay a ransom in exchange for reopening the government. I'll always work with anyone of either party on ways to grow this economy, create new jobs, and get our fiscal house in order for the long haul, but not under the shadow of these threats, unquote. What I just read was a direct quote. Those are not my words. They belong to President Barack Obama. He was speaking there in 2013 when our government was shut down for 16 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And back then, the issue was them trying to rescind Obamacare, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it failed.
The
Republicans caved then. Let's hope they don't cave this time.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, well, right. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio, still covering this on day 14. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, it's funny, nobody mentioned the shutdown yesterday. I don't know what else was going on there.
That's because it was Columbus Day and no one was here.
Oh, that's it. and Trump was in the Middle East solving the peace process.
Yeah, that kind of, I think, stole the spotlight yesterday. So, yeah, no, it was a... different day.
So I've heard one report yesterday in the mainstream media is that criticism that the House has only been in session, I don't know, 30 days since July or something. Of course, they had all of August off, and basically, yeah. I'm guessing the Speaker has basically sent them home, hasn't he, since the government shut down?
Pretty much, yeah. What the Speaker is doing is that he is sending the House lawmakers home, and he's keeping them home until the Senate passes their bill that they already passed, which is a bill to fund the government through mid to late November. And Democrats have not been budging so far, but pretty much Speaker Johnson said we'll bring lawmakers back when the government reopens.
Yeah, well, yeah. The president said that he told the Secretary of War to pay the troops anyway.
Yeah.
Can they do that? Is there enough money there in some budget process somewhere within the Pentagon that they can make payroll?
Well, I'm led to believe that the Pentagon does have the money. Now, keep in mind, you remember they had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act?
Yes.
While most agencies saw some type of cut through that, the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security actually got a pretty big supplemental in the hundreds of billions of dollars when that thing passed. So the Pentagon is either able to use that money or they're able to move money around from like research projects and whatnot. And essentially be able to pay the troops in the meantime. So they've got a little bit more wiggle room to work with, and so does DHS, than some of these other agencies do when it comes to paying their workforce during the shutdown.
Wow. And now there's been 750,000 federal workers who've been furloughed because of the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
What other areas do people need to look at where they could have walkouts? I know air traffic controllers, some of the TSA yeah. agents aren't getting paid yet, but they're still on the job.
Yeah.
Could we see that impact American travel?
Well, that you're already seeing that happen.
Yeah.
There's been some cases where an air traffic controller or two won't show up for work that day, or they're calling sick because they're not getting paid. And, you know, air traffic control is already facing staffing shortages before the shutdown. And so when you factor in just one or two at any airport calling out, then, well, that's going to lead to potential cancellations of flights. You're going to see delays. And the same thing goes for TSA agents, too. So you're already seeing the delays and the flight cancellations starting to pile up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what happens next here? I mean, I guess it's just a standoff at this point, right? I mean, Thune and Johnson have held tight so far and said that we're not negotiating. We come back, open the government, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, pretty much we're at a standstill. There's a stalemate going on. Nobody has appeared to balk at this point, or the dam hasn't cracked anywhere that we've seen. That could change today or tomorrow when they vote on this bill again. But we'll have to wait and see it. But as of right now, you know, there's no negotiations or anything going on. This really is a kind of like a trench warfare in many ways.
I know that you're not in the speculating business as a news reporter. I did hear somebody, though, point out the fact that they felt that after the No Kings protest, the Democrats might be more willing to come back and do something.
Well, it certainly is a narrative Republicans are trying to push, and an argument Republicans are trying to make, which is that they want for the No Kings protest this weekend to have the government still shut down so they can show off to their farthest left base that they are doing something in fighting the Trump administration. That is what Republicans are trying to allege. Democrats are trying to do. Democrats are denying that. But, you know, Republicans are still making the argument.
Well, yeah, of course they are.
Now, Trump has said during this period that he would be micro-analyzing many of these non-essential workers and would give him the authority during the shutdown. Does he have some authority here to continue to cut jobs that are deemed to be non-essential or not important?
Well, in some ways, they are allowed to do it during a shutdown because, you know, the federal government gets a little bit more flexibility to move money around to make sure essential services are taken care of. Now, the question is going to be, and we're probably going to see a legal fight over this, can he actually permanently cut those jobs for good? Democrats have already said that they've got some legal challenges ready to go for those workers who lose their jobs. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see what that looks like. But really, they can't take action on it until the government's reopened.
Yeah, Trump's never worried about lawsuits, that's for sure. he's taken plenty of action knowing the lawsuits would be flying the minute he took action.
Not too worried about it, for sure. Ryan Schmelz, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
Absolutely, yeah. To have Ryan Schmelz there live up in Washington, D.C., where the lights are off and nobody's home. Yesterday was Columbus Day. Because a lot of the schools don't recognize it anymore, which is a shame. Like my wife yesterday, I heard her dial on the phone. I didn't know who she was calling. She was trying to call our bank. Well, they were closed because it's
Columbus
still a federal
Day.
Holiday.
It was Columbus Day. Indigenous People's Day.
Said no one ever. Not anymore.
Right. Hey, don't forget wearing your red today. If you're getting ready to head out of the house, make sure you're flying the Charlie Kirk red. Everybody's wearing red in honor of his 32nd birthday.
Please do that. And we'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
I've said this before. When I was at Fox, if you said anything about the vaccine schedule for kids,
you get a call immediately to stop talking about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pfizer was one of our big advertisers. Right. I was young and didn't really put it together.
Right.
But it is crazy. Like, there are certain things you're not allowed to talk about. Right.
You can't talk about it.
And he was like, a third rail? Let me love it. Right. Let me hold it.
I know.
And you're over there like,
Bobby.
Well.
Everybody, you're like making people go crazy. He's like, I don't care. Wow.
That was Megyn Kelly, if you didn't recognize the voice, with Cheryl Hines, who's married to RFK Jr. She's the actress who's married to RFK Jr. They were talking about that. That's the first time I've heard Megyn Kelly make that claim, that when she was with Fox years ago, if you got on your program and started talking about childhood vaccines, they would call you and tell you to shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's outrageous.
No, it doesn't.
If it's true, it's outrageous.
No.
I am shocked to hear it, because those lines should never be crossed, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You and I both know that at the network level, with hundreds of millions of dollars of advertising at risk, I promise you it filters into that newsroom.
Well,
not even a doubt in my mind.
Wow,
as a former journalist, you and I, how many times did it ever happen to you? I was doing a story once on a lemon law on a car dealer that was being called out on 4 or 5 lemon law cases. And I was told to not report it.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Told to shut it down.
I can honestly say I do not remember that happening.
Really?
I do not remember being told
because the car dealer
can't report on that because that car dealer spends money on the second floor.
Yeah, big money. And they were like probably number one advertiser at the station. But they said because they have so many dealerships, it's common for them to have that many cases.
Let him go on your report and say that.
Well, and I said, well, why aren't we getting the reports from other dealerships then? Why is it that the only lemon laws being reported through our action hotline was from this particular dealership? And they said, it's done. Quit arguing the case. We're not doing the story.
Wow.
And I said, okay. So advertisers dictate news content. Got it. You know, if you don't think that news directors, especially vice presidents of news operations, are not directly connected to the revenue sources of sales major corporations.
I think it's more so these days than it was then. I'll be honest with you. Right.
Because remember local's not as big a deal.
Remember being stunned when they came to us and said so-and-so wants to sponsor the weather forecast. And we're like, no, we're not going to have a advertiser sponsoring something within a newscast. That violates every ethical rule you could have. And these days, every newscast is sponsored. Car dealers, everybody is sponsoring the weather. And you have to wonder if a big story comes along about that dealership or that sponsor, are they going to cover it?
I am telling you, I don't think they will.
I really don't. It is.
Especially the bigger the advertiser, the less likely. And I believe it's one of the reasons why Big Pharma spends so much money in television advertising is that they can control the narrative by spending that money. They don't need to advertise. They have the doctors pushing their drugs.
Yeah.
Right? They have the direct to consumer demand. They don't need to be running commercials in every, I mean, just watch a football game, watch a baseball game. It is in every spot break, at least one pharmaceutical spot, sometimes two.
No, and we run them.
Right.
Like I heard it on the way in this morning, annoying little ad that runs that you're still on top of your game. Go ask your doctor which vaccine you should have as you get older. And they mentioned COVID and RSV and all of that. And I'm not opposed to you having that conversation with your doctor until I find out the other day that doctors are getting kickbacks the higher number of their patients are vaccinated.
And canceling patients if they refuse.
Yes.
Like they'll say, sorry, you're going to bring our percentage down, which impacts our year-end bonus structure.
Right.
And bonus structures, according to the Senate hearing, this was actual doctors saying that it can be as much as $1 million to a normal pediatric practice if they can keep the 80% of their patient load on the vax schedule, meaning all, 77 shots or something like that. And if they're up to date on their shots and 80% of their patient load is following that protocol, they get this massive bonus. And it isn't from the pharmaceuticals. It's actually from the HMOs who pay that, who are the drug dealers. They're the ones who buy the vaccines in mass and then push it down through the providers who are basically on their insurance plans.
If you're interested in finding out more about that study, I covered it a couple of weeks ago called An Inconvenience Study. And the results are starting to come out and they're staggering. They hired a Dr. Marcus Zervos, the head of infectious disease at Henry Ford Health in Detroit, a doctor that was about as pro-vaccine as they come. And they hired him and said, go study this with the promise that whatever the results are, they get published.
He was fired, by the way, after he gave the report.
I'm sure the report got buried.
The report got buried. Then an investigative journalist, I watched the entire thing. It's about an hour long. If you go out there and look up An Inconvenient Study, it's going to come up on your feeds. You'll be able to watch it on YouTube. It is a mind-blowing, eye-opening revelation. They studied about 18,000 children, and they directly related the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. And it's unbelievable, the health outcome differences.
One striking example came from Dr. Peter Abbey, A-A-B-Y, once a vaccine believer. Dr. Abbey became a skeptic after discovering that the DTP vaccine he helped promote for American children led to a 2.3 times higher mortality rate among the vaccinated.
But it goes through every single illness, from asthma to allergies to, heart issues to, it compares the two. You see the two lines, those who are vaxxed and those who are not. And the unvaxxed are just wildly more healthy in every single category. And they're saying this is alarming. And they sent this to the CDC and they said, look at this data. And the CDC buried it. Did not allow it to go. And even though it was published, it was validated. And the guy who was leading it was one of the leading vaccine promoters. He took on the study to prove people wrong, to show that vaccines make health outcomes better. And he was blown away
by the results.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Thomas's license was suspended days after his study was published. The study was then retracted.
Yeah.
After what he studied. He studied 3,324 children and found unvaccinated kids had fewer doctor visits and better overall health outcomes.
Yeah.
And for fever, for ear pain, I mean, just right down the line, they had better outcomes. It's pretty stunning. Listen to what RFK Jr. Said yesterday. Let me find this here. Oh, this is what he said yesterday about the flu shot, of all things. Here it is.
I would not take the flu shot, and I'll tell you why, because this is what Cochrane and BMJ have found. People who take the flu shot are protected against that strain of flu. They're 4.4 times more likely to get a non-flu infection. And you might find, and a lot of people do, that they get the flu shot and then they get sick. They're usually not getting the flu. They're getting something that is indistinguishable from the flu, because the flu shot gives you something called pathogenic priming. It injures your immune system so that you're more likely to get a non-flu viral upper respiratory infection. In fact, the Pentagon published a story, and you can cite this, it's by Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, in January of this year, in which they said that the flu shot not only primes you for flu, but it primes you for coronavirus. If you get, they gave flu, they had a placebo group, and they had a vaccine group, because they wanted for military readiness to see if the flu shot was prophylactic against coronavirus. What they found is actually the people who got the flu shot were 36% more likely to get coronavirus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And again, people say, oh, he's anti-vax. He's anti-vax for a reason. He's quoting studies. He's looking at the numbers and saying, this doesn't make sense.
And Big Pharma wants you to be quiet.
Right. And he took all the Big Pharma people off of the 17-member panel that Biden had that were making those vaccine decisions. And he put actual medical providers.
Bloody murder.
Well, but he put actual medical providers on there who are seeing the ramifications of this in their practices. He's got nurses. He's got doctors. He's got people who actually are in the trenches and not a bunch of academics.
Good point.
Exactly.
Right. Got to get to a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. All right. Little shout out here. Of course, everybody's wearing red today. This happens to be a red shirt, but it's coincidental. This was a gift from our friends at North County Fire and Rescue. They put together a goodie bag for us, although they didn't need to do that. We appreciate you all the same, because, of course, we went up to feed our first responders. Grill Master Tony Stone made a big box of food for all the folks up there. And to honor Chief Keith Goldstein, who was the fire chief up there, he got nominated, and we went up and we fed the whole crew up there at North County Fire on Friday, and I was remiss for not mentioning it, but they sent us a bunch of shirts. I gave Dan one of them, and
I like it. Dry fit.
And apparently this
proudly wear the shield of North County Fire. Did you know my grandfather was the president of the International Firefighters Union?
I did not.
Yeah, he was on President Kennedy's cabinet and served as the head of the International Firefighters. So I have his ring on still to this day. I wear his firefighter ring.
Pretty very cool.
See that, everybody?
Well, how
He's
about
watching
that?
Online.
Yeah. So that ring has been in the White House?
It has been in the White House. It's been in fires.
With Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, he had that ring back when he was a firefighter down in Firehouse 3 down in South St. Louis.
All right, I'm told I had to hold this shirt up, too. This is apparently a famous spot up there in North County.
Hankey's Tavern. Absolutely.
They're like, you got to take people wear these all over the world on vacation and take pictures of them and send them back. So they sent us a whole bag full of shirts.
That's awesome.
I appreciate that, but congratulations to the great folks up there and the good work.
And our first responders, man.
Absolutely.
Can't thank them enough for their service and dedication. And when everybody else is running out, they're running in.
It's what we try to do around here.
By the way, a sad fire this morning down in the city. Did you hear that on?
I did not.
Yeah. Apparently a hoarding house, too. Police were having a very difficult time getting in. Life was lost. It was right up there on Southwest Avenue in South St. Louis City. Again, those are the guys that they respond, all hours of the day and night. That fire call came in at 5:30 this morning and turned out to be a fatal fire, but the structure was a full loss. But, man, they're in there battling that stuff, putting their own life on the line, trying to save people.
Well,
they do it every day.
Every day. That's why we try to feed them. GrillmasterTony.com. I'll throw that out there if you need somebody to cater one of your events. And he's just a great guy. He gives every month he donates a big box of food with grilled pulled pork or pulled chicken or whatever and feeds our first responders. So it's all awesome. On his dime.
That's awesome.
Which he's just a great guy. So
and your time, too.
If you need catering,
I want to commend you for taking the time out of your day to deliver it and say thanks in person because those guys, they deserve it, for sure.
Happy to do it. Yep. Yeah, guys and gals, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you sexist.
Hey,
you
didn't
mention,
stop it.
You didn't mention the ladies. By the way, you said there's a today's Charlie Kirk's birthday. It's why we're all wearing the Freedom shirts.
Yeah.
It's Charlie Kirk Day. He's going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom later. You said that at one of the local overpasses, there's a tribute to him.
Yeah, thanks to Amy Mazera, who's one of our regulars. She called and said, hey, there's a beautiful tribute to Charlie Kirk on the overpass at 270 and 44. So somebody, whoever that was, thank you for honoring Charlie and going out there and letting everybody driving underneath remember the life and incredible mission and the value of what Charlie stood for and what he brought to the world and the millions of lives he impacted. Today would have been his 32nd birthday, and sadly his life cut short. But his life's going to live on strongly in our world and in our country. But, it's great that somebody took the time to go out there and put up a great tribute to Charlie this morning.
Inspired millions and millions of young people in this country, and now a lot of adults as well, for sure.
Yep.
That's happening at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Presidential Medal of Freedom will be awarded posthumously, of course, to Charlie Kirk at the White House in Washington. All right, that does it for us. We'll get to the Kilmeade Show coming up here in just a few minutes. Of course, Annie Fry in at noon, Mark Reardon in at 3 o'clock, and we will see you back here Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.